ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Key mediators from Qatar say talks over a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas are progressing slower than expected. Israel continuing to demand Hamas release all of its hostages. Former President Trump campaigning in Michigan Saturday, commenting on the $355 million verdict leveled against him by a New York court on Friday.
Hopefully the whole thing is going to be thrown out in reverse. And if justice is anything in New York State, we'll win, because New York State's in a lot of problems.
An appeal, however, will be costly, as Trump will need to put up the money in escrow or get a bond with hefty interest. Some of the Kansas City community coming together Saturday to call for a future, quote, free from gun violence. The gathering coming a day after authorities announced charges against two juveniles over the shooting during the Chiefs Super Bowl celebration that killed one person and injured nearly two dozen others. This is ABC News. ABC News learning new details about a chilling exchange between New York State Police and the man who opened fire in Lewiston, Maine last year, killing 18 people. The encounter happened just 3 months before the shooting.
The body camera video obtained by ABC affiliate WMTM shows troopers speaking with Robert Card and members of his Army Reserve unit.
He has a lot of guns. He just spent $14,000 on a scope.
The troopers spoke with Card, who had this theory on why his fellow reservists called police.
Oh, because they're scared, because I'm going to friggin' do something, because I am capable.
The video shows Card telling troopers he's been hearing people talk behind his back and for 3 months has been wearing hearing aids. His unit members tell police they're not sure if it's the hearing aids or he's actually hearing voices.
That's ABC's Phil Lipoff. Former CBS chief executive Les Moonves has agreed to pay an $11,000 fine to settle a complaint accusing him of interfering with the police investigation of a sexual assault case against him. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories, will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights. But police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the march protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it on the dance floor. Let's do it while we can. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music. Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media, broadcasting around the state of Wisconsin from the WMDX studios. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Stop into their office on Atwood Avenue in Madison or online at weikert-lakepoint.com. And by the Lazy Oaf Lounge, handcrafted food, live music, karaoke, and trivia. Visit them today at 1617 North Stone Road in Madison or online at lazyoaflounge.com. Quick side note, they brought us wings tonight that we're chowing on right now in the studio. Let's do a double dip of a band that played yesterday for the Max Inc. show with Rockers Iron Plow. This is Bony Fingers. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Me, baby, in my veins you flow through. horses run, heading into the mountains, and in the setting sun, came into a town by the name of Buford's Bluff. Be out of there by sundown, cause it gets pretty rough. Cause it's a ghost town. Cause it's a ghost town. It's a ghost town. Cause it's a ghost town.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Bony Fingers, a double dip for your 7 o'clock hour. That song is called Ghost Town. Lovely, Sexy Darling before that. Of course, Bony Fingers played the Max Inc. show with Iron Plow last night, Rocker. That's a cool band. I like them.
They are awesome. And you know, last night, because it was Max Inc. and we are local music music, they decided to pretty much play all originals at this show.
Nice. Wow.
And guess what? They've been around for longer than 35 years now.
Get
I couldn't
here.
Believe it.
They
yes.
don't look that old.
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
not to say that's
they've
old.
They've been jamming together since they were, you know, young kids, and they just keep jamming. And the drummer is not an original member of the band, but they told me that he, before even Bony Fingers, the Dennis Flink, the guitar player and singer, that he used to jam with the drummer, so that, you know, it's all sort of in-house
like
with these
family.
Guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, they play
point,
a lot of shows. And,
oh, my gosh.
You know, they started, I think, as kind of a, you know, Grateful Dead type jam band, cover band and
I
stuff
can
like
hear
that.
That. Mm-hmm.
But now, you know, after 35 years, they have an amazing catalog of music. So.
And they had people out dancing.
They did.
You sent me photos.
They
those are on our
crowd.
Socials. And it looked like everybody was having such a
yeah.
good time.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. You know, and there was lots of tie-dyes, and there was lots of everybody was wearing lights and stuff, and they're, you know, batons with lights, and it was a, you
like
know, it,
it
was a little psychedelic, I have
and
to say.
And there was a bit of herbiness in the air.
There
well.
Was, Jimmy. It was a little rank.
I hope you're all having a great evening. If you want to, you can call or text us, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text right from the Civic Media app. And if you don't have the app on your phone yet, please do it, because Civic Media has a ton of great programming, a lot of great shows to listen to, and you can take it anywhere you go, right on your phone on the Civic Media app. We still have a lot of show ahead of us here tonight here, folks. Rocker, what's coming up, man?
While Allie Kay's in the studio, we're going to hear about the Madtown Paranormal Expo, and I'm really curious about this.
Yeah, no kidding.
Alex White and friends. Alex White, he's from the Pine Travelers. He has a new band, some new music. We're going to hear from them. And Live in the Lair, Secret Menu. I mean, these guys are on fire.
They are a secret no more.
They brought so much gear into the studio. We're like, it's like Pink Floyd here.
The ice hockey rink that I put up in the lobby.
Oh, how's it looking?
It's almost frozen. A couple more hours, they'll be able to perform live on the ice rink in the lobby here at Civic Media, and they'll melt it.
Yeah, if you missed it, their video is just blowing up. They did go out on Lake Monona. I can't wait to hear the story
and
behind
it. And hauled the gear across the ice, right?
It's crazy, but it's so cool.
It's like the frozen tundra right here in Madison.
They need roadies or something like that. You know, before the break, we were talking about the whammies.
Yeah.
And it's really cool what they're doing, voting for the first round. Is going to be opening next week, I believe.
Yes, on the 20th.
Well, we're also going to be taking a trip to Green Bay to partying with the Whammy folks.
Oh man,
we sure are.
It's happening May 18th and 19th.
Mark it on the calendar.
We're going to be doing, I believe, Saturday's the 18th, and we're going to be doing our show live in Green Bay from the WGBW studios on the city deck. Super excited about that. Shout out to Todd Michaels of Civic Media for helping us out with that, too.
He's
really appreciate
great.
That. He is. I'm excited to go to Green Bay, man.
It's going to be a wild time, Jimmy, because where the radio station is in Green Bay is literally like 90 feet one way to the stage that's going to be on the river, the city deck stage, and then 90 feet the other way to Hagmeister's. Will be two stages, and then they have two more stages with bands on the 18th, and that's going to be at Anduzzi's and the Bar, and we'll be kind of covering all of those. We're going to have an open house at the radio station WGBW there, and we'll have, you know, some refreshments, and all the personalities will be there talking to people, and maybe even have some stuff out on the patio. We're still planning it. But it's going to be a lot of fun. And then the next night is the celebration, the award ceremony, right?
Yes.
And so we'll be doing a little bit of red carpet. We'll be doing presenting some awards. We're going to have a good time hobnobbing with the local Wisconsin celebrities.
Oh, why not?
And that the Whammy award ceremony is happening at the Epic Event Center on Holmgren Avenue in Green Bay. It's going to be a fun weekend.
It is going to be a blast. Oh, you guys. I lived in Green Bay for a long time, so I know a lot of it has changed. So I'm looking forward to getting back there and having a lot of fun with you guys.
Wow. We have our own celebrity near us in Green Bay.
We're her roadies.
You're not worthy.
Yeah. Stop.
Hey, you all know Willie Porter, right?
Willie Porter, you bet.
God, he's awesome.
He is incredible.
He's playing tonight in Green Lake, Wisconsin at the Thrasher Opera House. It looks like a pretty cool show with Rachel Kilgore, who I'm not familiar with, but it's a big write-up here on Willie's Facebook page. You can check that out while you listen to some Willie Porter.
This is
his song. Baseball on the Radio is Willie Porter, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Family station wagon 1973. We were driving to the store, Bob Uecker calling the plays. Just a 9-year-old kid, my dad had nothing to say. No. I asked him, what do we need? He said, I don't know. Why did we drive to Sears? He said it's good to hear some baseball on the radio. And for now, your mother's not here. For now, your mother's not here. We hear baseball on the radio. Baseball on the radio.
my kids are working for cash. Radio says the pitcher just brushed him back. Just a little chin music backed him out of the box. Duke is weaving a story like he's knitting some socks, yeah. Well, the book is always better than the movie. I see the pitch in my mind as it throws. It's built paint in the garage and it's clean up triage. Two on, come on, boys, let's go. Two on, come on, boys, let's go. Get up, get out of here, gone. Roll it up, finished like a song. Now everybody's laughing, dancing.
Folks, this is Charlie Behrens from, well, the Manitowoc Minute, I suppose, or, you know, I see you at the bar every now and again. How are you? Nice to see you again. Anywho, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Watch for deer. Bye-bye.
Someone who hasn't done you wrong. I wish you were a bandage and detachable. Instead of running red beneath my gaze.
Now
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Amelia Ford and Happy Now. Before that, Willie Porter and his song, Baseball on the Radio.
I love that.
I thought that was a fun song, especially since pitchers and catchers have reported for all baseball. That's the true side of spring.
Doesn't that feel good?
Can't wait for the Brewers.
I know, me too.
You think the Brewers are going to have a good year?
Yes.
I feel it.
I do too.
I think we can make the playoffs, make a run, hopefully.
Yes, yes. We got to keep Willie Adames, though.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, the rumors of trades with him, and I hope not.
And we got to beat the Cubs.
Well, there's that for sure.
And the Cardinals.
Even more so than ever.
Allie Kay from Madtown Paranormal Expo is here. We're going to have a chat with her in just a couple of minutes, get all the details. And we got Bar Notes coming up next hour.
Mm-hmm.
What are you working on over there?
Well, did you hear there is a proposal to finally open a film office in Wisconsin? And this would be supported, you know, by all of the arts organizations. Mm-hmm. But what it would mean is tax incentives. It would hire a lot of people. And Wisconsin could then be in TV, in movies. We just don't have that, and we've had no one out there saying, come shoot your movie in Wisconsin. You know, and as we drive around our beautiful state, we've got so much to offer.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see if this gets passed. But that's just a little something I'm going to talk about.
Nice. Bard Notes coming up next hour. Movies filmed in Madison. Well, back to school was here.
Yeah.
What was that? Late 80s, early 90s?
I was in the dorms at Celery Hall here in Madison.
They were filming that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, they were looking for extras, I remember. Like, they put out messages, you know, to students to...
Did you show up?
No, I wasn't at that. But I remember, you know, it happening. And there's been a couple other movies that filled up, especially filmed up here, especially on King Street.
Oh.
I know there's a couple movies that feature some scenes that were shot right up there. Gosh, it escapes me, but it was a big movie.
I can't, nothing's coming to mind as far as other movies beside Back to School that were filmed here in Madison. Do you have anything?
No.
How about around the state?
Which is disappointing, actually. Yeah.
Well, there's that scene from the Blues Brothers, right?
Right.
Where they're actually, the scene is in Chicago, but when they found like that bridge, when the car goes over the bridge, the bridge.
Yeah.
And when you look in the background, you can see the Summerfest, right?
It's Milwaukee, yeah.
And so it was actually filmed in Milwaukee, even though it was basically Chicago.
Wow. Was that the construction of the 794 bridge or whatever it is?
Yeah, yeah, yep.
There by Bayview?
That's right.
Nice. Yeah. See, that memory's all right.
Well, I'm good with directions.
Oh.
it's the old cab driver and Jimmy K coming
course.
On, you know?
Hey, can I talk about a movie just super quick?
Yeah.
Just saw One Love on Wednesday, Valentine's Day. My Valentine took me to it. If you have any interest at all in Bob Marley, I thought it was phenomenal.
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I saw the trailers for that.
It gives you goosebumps.
I want to see it for sure.
It's really good. Really good. You just got to go with an open mind. We all know what happens with him. But they go and they really dive into some other parts that you don't know about.
Is it like drama or is it like a biopic or?
I would say a combination of all of it. And his son, Ziggy, was one of the guys behind it. Mm. But what I loved before the film even started, they played old concerts. They played old interviews. Ziggy had like a little thing where he got up and talked and said, hey, thanks for coming to the movie. I mean, it was just, it was really well presented. And then the movie itself, I didn't want the movie to end. And, you know, I walked out of there feeling like, boy, we could use a Bob Marley these days.
One love.
Mm-hmm. You got
it. That's what we need.
Got it.
There was a documentary one time on Ziggy, and he had restored, I think it was like a Rolls Royce that was his father's, and it was all, you know, reggae, really crazy, psychedelic. That's out there somewhere.
Wow.
You got to find it.
Okay,
it's good stuff.
You know, thumbs up on that movie, though.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I got to see a show last week. 2 weeks ago when I was here, I was telling everybody that I was going to California for vacation.
Yeah. we never did up and, that, did we?
Sunday, I called an audible with the bad weather on the West Coast.
Yes.
We ended up going to New York City. The first night in New York City, I went to the Stephen Colbert show.
Oh, how was that?
That was fantastic, man.
Excellent.
It was great. Christopher Nolan, the director for Oppenheimer.
Oh, was on the show. Sure.
Wow.
And the guy from Tracker, he used to be Jack Ryan character, mm-hmm. tall guy with a beard. I forget his name.
Yep. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he was interviewed on the show.
Yeah, because we watched the show when you had posted on social saying, we got our tickets. So we were looking for you.
Stephen Colbert. And the Ed Sullivan Theater, that was like a bucket list item in my entire life.
I'm so growing glad up, you got to go.
Growing up being a David Letterman fan and of course a Colbert fan, just a fan of The Late Show in general. Mm.
So tell us something that we normally don't know about what happens behind the scenes at the Colbert Show.
So except for the first break, so you get the monologue and then you go to commercial and the band plays. The band plays basically a full song in that monologue. But the rest of the show... It's they go to commercial and then they come right back. Go to commercial. So you don't sit through the whole commercial break.
Right.
They're queued up. He's at the desk and ready to go on to the next thing.
Wow, so you can't even run to the bathroom during the commercial?
So there's...
Oh, no, you don't want to miss anything.
You cannot leave your seat. Once you're seated, you can't leave. You have to put your phone away. If they see you with your phone out, you could get kicked out.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and don't they tell you, clap now, and all that kind of thing.
So before the show starts, they have a guy come out to warm up the crowd.
I love that.
A crowd fluffer.
Basically, yeah. Yeah. And that's what they do. A crowd fluffer. That's what we are here at Maxine Grill. We're crowd fluffers.
Brian and I went to the Kelly Clarkson show when we were in New York in December to see Kiss. It just aired this past week. She was shooting 3 shows a day in December, I assume, so she could have some time off. But what we laughed about, something that I didn't think would happen, she started her song. She always opens a show with a song with her band.
Yep.
She started it over 3 times.
Oh, wow.
She stopped and she's like, nope, don't like it. Let's start over. And I was like, this is fascinating. I've not seen that kind of thing before.
That's the nice thing about live to tape. You can, you can take 2.
Yes.
I wish I had that here sometimes.
Not here on the radio. We're live, baby.
We are live and local, baby.
Hey, Allie Kay is up next. It's Max Inc. Radio.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We are your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. Freebellyrubs.com.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at MaxIncRadio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at MoveToMadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night in Wisconsin, across the Civic Media Radio Network, get the app.
Get the app at civicmedia.us, Max Inc. Radio, or at any of your favorite app stores. And greetings to those of you listening in Wisconsin Rapids on locally grown radio, WFHR 97.5. And up in Oshkosh on air support, WISS 98.3. Don't forget, you can call or text us right now, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY.
All right, Jimmy Alley, K Promotions, presents the Madtown Paranormal Expo and Vendor Fair, and happens Sunday, February 18th at the Crucible Event Venue in Madison. Here to tell us about the vendor fair, dousing rods, rock bands, and after parties is Allie Kay. Allie, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Well, thank you.
We good love Allie Kay.
I love you too.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Paranormal phenomena. Right. Okay.
Phenomena.
Sorry. That is kind of beyond the scope of a normal scientific understanding. So what is this paranormal expo and vendor fair?
Well, as a lot of you know, I've booked shows around Madison for the last decade or so. Just got back into town and was thinking, I would like to do that again, but I want to do something different. So I kind of revamped Allie Kay Music into Allie Kay Promotions. Oh. And with this one, we are bringing in paranormal during the day and rock at night.
Oh, girl, that sounds awesome.
It's going to be fun.
Nice, nice.
What part of the paranormal world are you discovering here?
Ooh.
Well, as far as Expo goes, we have 13 vendors tomorrow. They're arranged from psychics to investigators to people Ooh. That do tech stuff. To gem dealers, to
ghost hunters,
whole nine yards, and no repeat vendors on this one. So that's kind of like a intimate experience, so they can come in and like really talk to people. In the future, I will have repeat vendors, but this is the kickoff, and this is the very first, so it's special.
Well, congratulations for doing this.
We got Larry Eisler III and some of his crew. He is an investigator and film guy on Expedition Entity. It's currently on Paraflix. And he will be doing a Paranormal 101 workshop. And then our friend Diet, who is a world-renowned psychic medium, she's going to be doing a dousing rods workshop.
What is that?
Well, dousing rods are kind of like I'll actually let Larry kind of get into that a little bit more. But it's originally to detect water supply. But in the paranormal field, it kind of picks stuff up. And yeah, so it's going to be interesting for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
And then at night, so the expo starts at noon tomorrow at Crucible Madison. And that's when the vendors start. And they will go till about 6 p.m. Then we'll kind of have like a little changeover, take a little break. 7 p.m., doors open for the after party. We got Sealy's, we got Switchblade Monkeys, and we got Evernor from La Crosse, which I'm super excited. Yeah, they just got onto Rockfest too, and so I'm excited to see them. Yeah.
That's huge.
And so this is kind of piecemeal as well. Like, you can just come to see the bands or just go to some of the workshops. Yep. But now I want to know about your paranormal 101 workshop, because, I mean, I got to get a better non-scientific understanding of all this.
Sure.
Tell us about the paranormal 101 workshop.
Well, I think that's where Larry comes in to kind of, that's his class.
So, get close to the microphone, Larry. Let's hear all about
it. Larry. Tell us all about it.
Well, basically, the workshop's designed to take you from start to finish. If you have no idea what the paranormal is, you're going to come out of the workshop having a better idea, enough to be able to get started on your own. So we're going to go over the types of spirits, the things you can interact with, the types of things that they can do to you, and the types of evidence that you can potentially catch, some equipment that is cheaper to purchase in the beginning, and then a couple pieces that are a couple Benjamins, and then how to basically use and techniques that you can employ in your own investigations. And then at the very end, I have years and years and years of clips of us using that equipment to where you can get an idea of, hey, this is what it's going to look like. And I might have snuck in a clip of me getting grabbed by a spirit.
And then what happened
to me.
Grabbed?
Oh, it was.
Where did he grab you?
So
right here.
Where did they grab you?
The left cheek. No, it was it was actually at Broadhead Manor in Broadhead, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So not too far from here.
Were you scared?
No, I've been doing this for 14 years.
Oh my gosh.
But I was I was unnerved. I'll say
okay,
that.
Okay, oh, that's a good word.
And the folks from Broadhead Manor will be there tomorrow.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, they will.
So here, this begs the question, because there are skeptics out there, okay? Mm-hmm. And admittedly, maybe I am a little bit, okay? But I believe there's stuff out there. But what do you say to the hardcore skeptics? Oh, this is just a bunch of hoo-ha-y.
I think the easy thing to say is you can't make a believer into a skeptic and you can't make a skeptic into a believer. Either you believe it or you don't.
Yeah.
I can show you some things where I say, okay, how do you explain that? And you might come up with something. You might be like, well, maybe that streak of light was a car going by.
Yeah.
Maybe it was at 3 o'clock in the morning in a room with no windows.
Oh,
maybe it was. Or what about that whisper right there? Maybe that was someone in the room. Mm-hmm. There's only four guys there, and that sounded like not a guy.
And who grabbed my left cheek?
Who grabbed my left cheek?
Wow. Oh, that was me.
So
you stay over there.
do you come across a lot of people that are very skeptical about this stuff?
All the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's perfectly fine, because honestly, most people have their origin story.
Yeah.
Where they're like, oh, when I was a kid, this happened to me. And now I really believe. And some people don't have that. They don't have that story where something happened to them. So, you know, my story, when I was in high school, I had this 7-foot bunk bed that my parents had built, solid wood. And this little kid would peek over the side railing of this 7-foot bunk bed. And I remember very vividly that he had dark hair and a red coat. And, you know, I wouldn't see him until like the TV would change a commercial and you'd get that really bright flash.
Yeah. And
there he was staring right into my face.
What did he want to do?
Yeah. Yeah.
He just stared at me. He just stared at me.
Did something happen at that at your house that this kid would be around? Because I know there's always stories like that too, but
nothing that we could find. And then the weird thing was, it was my parents' house.
Yeah.
They tore the house down and then rebuilt it.
Like, did the kid come along with the new house?
Just gone. So just no longer there.
Crazy.
Now, there is a stair ghost there that will stand on the stairs and then walk down the stairs and approach you in the bed and then just stare at you.
Mm-hmm. You've seen
this.
It.
Is how we scare the crap out of you.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I am not staying at your parents' house.
We'll repeatedly be like, please go away. I'm trying to sleep right now.
And they listen?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Sometimes.
And he makes a ton of noise.
Can you get me a beer?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, while you're here.
Hey, just walk over there. Make sure the stove is off, please.
Oh, yikes.
But, you know, and that's those situations where someone's like, that happened to me. I saw that. I now believe something's going on.
Mm.
But if you don't have it, you don't have anything to start that journey.
Right, right.
And it is a journey.
And some people seek it out, too, just to see if they can find it. Mm-hmm. I know my niece and a friend of hers went, there's like an old insane asylum in Kentucky, mm-hmm. and they went there, and they swear there were ghosts everywhere. It's abandoned, the whole deal. Yep, and they took a tour.
The sad thing is those kind of places, the spirits that are there, they take on qualities of when they were alive.
I'm sure.
So
it's not a happy place.
It's not a happy place.
Yeah.
It's almost like they're still suffering.
Oh,
you could
gosh.
Say that.
Yeah.
And then the way they respond to you, or the way they act, the way they come across, it still reminds you of someone that is struggling still.
Right.
And it can be very difficult to go through that evidence, because it's not a very like straightforward conversation anymore.
Yeah.
So
this is fascinating.
That's wild stuff right there.
It is.
So one more question about skeptics. Have you ever had a skeptic where you've changed their mind or presented some sort of evidence to them where now they are a believer?
Okay, so this is one of the easiest ways to really like trip somebody up. And when we do public events, my old partner Dan, who I investigated with for 14 years, he finally just retired. He was a wizard with the dowsing rods. So the dowsing rods, you hold them in your hands, they're relatively level. And you want to make sure that they cross or open apart. And depending on how you do it, crossing could be yes, opening could be no, vice versa, whatever. What he could do is he'd hold his arm straight out and he would get the spirit to spin it a certain number of times and then stop and point directly at one person. And it would do it every single time.
Creepy.
Or he'd be like, he'd be facing like you there in the booth, and he'd go point the left rod at Rocker. and the left rod would whomp, straight at you. Okay, bring it back to the middle. Whomp, straight back.
And he's not moving it with his hands. This is all telepathically or something like that, right?
Spiritually?
Spiritually.
Yeah.
Wow.
The way they work is they're copper rods inside of aluminum copper wood tubes. Mm-hmm. And then on the inside, there's ball bearings. So you really have to crank your wrists in order to get them to move. But if you hold your hands perfectly still and the spirits move them, you could see your hands aren't moving.
Oh, that's got to be scary the first time that happens. And you're the one holding it and mm-hmm. somebody's moving it.
Well, imagine being on the other side of the camera recording this going, what the heck is going on?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's exciting. And I'm really looking forward to Diet doing her workshop because she's really good at them too.
Man.
So anyone that shows up for either workshop is in for a treat.
Speechless.
I am. Honestly, this never happens. I can always talk. Right now, I don't even know what to say. Can you tell us about any of the other vendors? I know you were kind of saying, sure. Since I don't know a lot about this, if I would show up, what should I be looking for? What should I be expecting?
Well, there's going to be 13 vendors in the main room. So once you come in, you know, you'll come into that room.
Yep.
And we got Cosmic Delights. We got Luna and Andrew coming out.
They're awesome.
I am actually doing tarot card readings at their place on the west side 2 times a week.
Oh, wow.
And they have a new, east side. I do tarot readings. They have a new west side location. And so now they got two. And I remember when I first got here, I was at that place all the time. So, and now I get to work there too.
Oh, side note about Andrew, he used to write for Maximum Inc.
Really?
Oh, many years.
Well,
course.
Interesting. Oh. Yeah, I don't think we've ever had that conversation. I'm excited about them. We got, we mentioned Diet, who's doing the dowsing rod workshop. She's also doing some psychic readings. We have oddities dealers. We got rock dealers.
Wait, oddities dealers? Yeah. Well, what do they deal? What kind of oddities are we talking about here?
Like creepy.
Like noses and lips and stuff
maybe.
In jars?
Or I don't know. I'm like, just bring whatever.
Whoa.
So we will find out. But her name is Mementos Moiras. Moira. So, she's got stuff. We have podcast, Paranormal Guys podcast, Graveside/Graveside Paranormal. You remember I was on Bordello of Horror. I don't know if you remember Mistress Delicious.
Yeah.
So she's got a spinoff show called Mistress Peace Theater. So she's going to be out there doing some stuff. And also Freak Show is going to come and hang for a little bit too.
Oh yeah.
So,
nice.
Uncle Richie.
Uncle Richie. Wow. He's coming out.
Give us the details one more time as far as when the expo and the show is happening.
All right. So doors tomorrow are noon. That's when everything launches off. Noon to 6, you'll have vendors. Scotty Rorick. I don't know if you guys know the Ecto 22 mobile, that the Ghost Hunters van that goes around. He'll be there. He's also a medium. So he's going to do a talk on mediumship at 1 p.m. And that's included with, everything, the general vendor price. And then we'll close down from 6 to 7, let everybody kind of change over. And then we have at 7:30, our band start, and that's for the after party.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Yeah.
This is just a full day and night very interesting but very fun things
it's
happening.
It's going to be fun.
Gosh. All right.
Fun.
Way to go.
Are online on the Facebook event. Just search for Allie K Promotions and you'll find it.
Yep.
Allie, it's great to see you again.
Yeah, you too.
Larry, nice to meet you.
Yeah, thanks for the story.
Thanks for having us.
Coming in. Yeah, I've got goosebumps now. Hey, we have a special guest, surprise guest. We're going to get her on the air next.
I love this.
Talk about Girls Rock Camp.
Yeah.
Right now, Sunspot. This is a ghostly song.
Oh, awesome.
Spend the night on Max
Perfect
Radio.
Perfect timing.
I'll spend the night in the killer's bed. Gonna spend some time in her head. Well, I'm here to talk to the dead, and I'll spend the night. I'll spend the night in a murder scene. Hoping some rubs off on me. Well, I don't get queasy, and I'll spend the night. Is it the fear I want to face? Is it the memory of the chase? Is it the blood I want to taste? I just don't know.
spend the night. Spend the night on the battlefield where the wounds never healed. We'll see what the wounds reveal when I spend the night. I'll spend the night with the gallows pole in my hand, Geronzo bow. I'll sleep in a 6-foot hole and I'll spend the night. Is it the fear I want to face? Is it the memory of the chase? Is it the blood I want to taste? I just don't know. Whoa. Is it a lust for the profane? Or a dream of the insane? Well, we just can't explain, and we'll spend the night. Oh, we just can't explain, and we'll spend the night. No, we just can't explain, so we'll spend the night.
Spooky. Chilling. I'm going to run home to mama. Sunspot. Maxine on Civic Media. We are local music. That's some good stuff right there. Thank you to Allie Kay and Larry for coming in and talking about it. All right. Coming up next hour, we have Bar Notes with Terry. We got Alex White coming up. Simple menu is on the Live in the
Secret
Lair.
Menu.
Secret menu.
Remember, they're a secret until they went out on the ice. Sorry, now guys. Everybody knows about them.
I knew I was going to screw something up tonight. Hey, we have a special guest that just kind of popped
this.
In, and I love that she's here. Marlo from Venus and Furs is here.
Yay!
I'm Marlo. How are you?
Hi, everybody.
She's one of my favorites.
And you're here to tell us about Ladies Rock Camp.
Ladies, the elders of the Mass.
Wait a minute.
The elders.
Ouch.
I didn't say that.
Well
no,
you know,
thank
we're not,
you, Jimmy.
We're not girls. We're ladies.
We're ladies.
Yeah. We're 18 and over, mm-hmm. and most of us are much older than 18.
Darn
so,
it.
Ladies, I love Ladies Rock Camp. Mm-hmm. I love Girls Rock Camp, too.
Yep.
Tell us about Ladies Rock Camp if you're telling somebody who's never heard about it before.
Yeah, Ladies Rock Camp is only one weekend. So you get Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's the same concept as Girls Rock Camp. So we teach you an instrument. You don't have to have any experience. You can come in, you can just sit down and we'll put you with a band, we'll teach you an instrument, we'll help you write a song, and then you get to perform on Sunday in front of all your family and friends.
And there's nothing like it.
It's incredible.
Oh,
I mean, I try to tell people this experience is unlike anything else you would do.
It is.
Because it's challenging and it's a short amount of time, so it's kind of stressful, but everybody is there and they love you and they support you and they get you through it. We have 100% success rate of getting everyone on the stage.
I'm not going up there. Yes, you are.
Yes, you are. And yeah, it's almost like it's like a therapy session for me, honestly. I mean, and some of the other campers as well. I mean, we have life coaches come in for the breaks. We have all kinds of fun things. So it's not, you know, bam, 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 right. Learn your instrument for 8 hours straight because you got to rest your body and your fingers.
And your fingers if you're learning to play guitar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was there. You
Woo.
Have personal experience in this, don't you?
I do. I learned to play drums. I learned to play guitar in a different year, and then I played keys 2 years, but I know how to play keyboards, so that was easy.
What's the most important thing when you're trying to teach somebody whatever instrument it is? What's the most important thing you tell the novice musician?
Yeah. Mostly just listen to your band, right? So you're trying to play together. So we teach you a couple foundational, you know, chords or drum beats or, you know, whatever it may be. And then you kind of, we connect you with your bandmates and we teach you how to listen to each other and play together and just have fun, you know, have fun with it. So
you have a showcase tomorrow.
Next weekend we have a ladies rock camp. So okay. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and we'll be at, I think it's at the High Noon, performing with all the ladies.
So if somebody wants to come out and check it out, and I mean, the crowd is always huge. I mean, especially the girls rock camp, but the ladies rock camp, I was shocked how many people show up.
Yeah. It's open to the public. Yes. So come on out and check it out. If you've never experienced it before, you can say hi to us, instructors and we'll, you know, show you the ropes and get you signed up for next time.
And we can't let you go without talking about Girls Rock Camp, too.
Yeah.
Because that's such a great story. It's so empowering for kids, especially little girls, to get up on stage and play in a band.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
So Girls Rock Camp, really the music is the conduit. The real mission is to get girls to learn how to play together, work together, cooperate, listen to each other, and support each other. You know, none of this cattiness that exists in other realms. And so, and music helps us do that.
Yeah, it really does. My goddaughter, McKay, she has gone every year, I think, since she was like 8 years old. She's now 18.
Wow. Every year.
And she lives in Green Bay. So they come down for the whole week, she and her mom. And she has made some of the best friends through Girls Rock Camp.
I mean, we see change in the personalities of these young women every year, year after year. They're more confident. They're kind and empowering of each other.
Yeah.
So it's so cool to see that.
That's awesome. Now, if somebody wanted to get signed up, obviously next week's Ladies Rock Camp is probably full. Am I right?
There's already a waiting list.
There's a waiting list. How does one get on this waiting list for Ladies Rock Camp?
Go to the Madison Girls Rock Camp website. You can Google that and find their website, and they have a link to the Ladies Rock Camp registration.
Okay. And cost, is it pretty reasonable?
Yeah, it's reasonable. I mean, especially because of you get real instructors. They're all professional musicians. You get real instruments and you get to perform. So
Can apply for a scholarship.
Yeah.
If for some reason you just can't pay that.
Yeah, we try to be accessible for
That's amazing.
I wish we had more time to talk. Yes. Thank you for popping in on us. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks
Stick around. We got Secret Menu coming up in the lair at 9 o'clock tonight. In the meantime, we got a double dip of some brand new music. If my mouse will work, I'll tell you who it is. Johnny Millionaire. That's coming up next on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Wow, thanks,
Marla. You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.